I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore. It's about interesting family stories and the truth behind them. It's available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Oh, man, that was great. Ted Leitner, appreciate him coming on. We kick off hour number two of Gwynn and Chris, Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. We spent most of the break just kind of going over all of Ted's stories. And he's got a lot of them. And it is, it's incredible to look back on his career. The Smokey Gaines story is off the charts, Tony. That is off the charts. Because, I mean, I've been to that building, and you walk up a ramp to go up to leave that. There's a ramp that, you know, heads down into the arena, and you are gasping for air. Yeah. So, the altitude is a real thing, but Smokey, to be able to get his kids to believe that it wasn't a real thing. That is funny.
The beautiful thing is, you know, it just makes me shout out to all the coaches out there and coaching in 2025. You're up against it. You got the internet. Kids can go home instantly. They don't even have to go home. They can get on their phone and fact check you right there. In 1985, when Smokey Gaines told him it was pressurized, the gym was pressurized. If you believed it, there's no way to fact check that in real time. And so, the fact that he was able to use that and mentally,
I can't believe he went with that.
His players bought into pressurized gym.
That's unbelievable.
I know that my parents lied to me all the time growing up.
For sure. I think all of our parents.
We start with lies. I mean, Santa Claus. Yeah. We open up with Santa Claus, so the lying begins immediately.
Well, I mean, Santa Claus is real.
Definitely
so.
Real. Right. Definitely real.
Sorry if to any young
so
kids
So why
out
would
there.
You ever question know. Santa Claus?
Yeah, that's just
You know
ridiculous.
What? You're getting coal in your stocking.
Nonetheless, though, that is an all-timer for a coach, right?
That is.
That was
good.
A really funny story.
Gym.
That was fun.
And they were like, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. I don't feel it like I do.
I can't believe that. That's creative.
That is creative.
Very creative. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Pressurized gym.
Smokey was the ultimate, I don't want to just say salesman, but not a slimy salesman.
Right.
A salesman that if you let him into the house, you would kind of enjoy their presentation.
Right, right.
You know? But he was always making a deal somewhere along the line.
Pressure.
That's funny.
Great All I can one. Think about is his name Smokey is Smokey from Friday. Smokey!
David Smokey Gaines.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
All right. That's he was your dad's coach.
He was.
One of your dad's basketball coaches. So, all right. We carry on here. 3:04 is the time. We got a little Daily Gambit stuff. Scraby, what do you have on Ipe before we get to
it? He was sentenced today.
Public flogging. And
no, he was sentenced to 57 months, I believe, in prison.
Really?
57 months after $17 million. So that's 12, 24, 36, 48. It's 4.5 years.
57 months?
57 that's, months is what?
Oh, yeah.
12, 24,
6 years,
almost 48.
5.5 years.
Yeah. 4.5.
No,
four no
times
five
12
is 60. Yeah. So,
all right, I don't know why I question.
No, you're not good at
anything.
Math.
But
we
yes, he has been sentenced to 57 months, and he has also been ordered to pay nearly $17 million in restitution. He faced
where's
up
he
to
gonna,
33
where's he gonna,
years.
Where's
he's going
to get
out
the 17
before then? He's going to get out before then with good behavior. He's not going to serve all that.
Where's he going to come up with the $17 million to pay back? He's going to have to ask Shohei for it.
Shohei can borrow $17.5 million.
Shohei, I know
this
I stole
time,
all,
this I, time I want to borrow it, though.
Yeah,
I
know I stole
it.
All your money, but is there any way I could get another small loan here?
Welcome to Wells Fargo Bank. How may I help you? I need to withdraw $17 million. What's your name?
Shohei.
Yeah.
He could. The prosecutor, or the defense, I'm sorry, asked for 18 months, but they said no way. Okay, this is why
he's going to serve about three of those joints.
I mean, he's going to like easy prison too, I would assume.
I don't know what easy prison is.
I don't know anybody that's
oh, easy prison is like low security.
Yeah, no, I understand the idea of easy.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. It's not
prison,
a place.
No, it's like where the Theranos woman is in prison. It's like very. It's open. You can like leave sometimes. I believe,
and you know, it's just beautiful, beautiful.
I don't know what you're talking. You don't know what you're talking about there, Scrape. Yeah. Why don't you know what? Why don't
her name is Elizabeth?
Yeah, I know
you're talking about.
Why don't you go spend a week and we'll do the show live with you from the Easy Prison?
I can do that.
Let us know how that works out for you.
I can do that.
Your mouth cashing checks that you know what can't cash.
Last thing on ePay, he's not a gambling addict.
Why do you keep going
back
to this?
But he made 19,000 wagers in 3 years. That is a lot.
3 years.
I don't even think we've made 19,000 bets in the Daily Gambit.
Before that, though, he might not have been
Chris,
making,
do the math. How
bets?
Many bets a day is that? 3 years.
19,000.
I got to get my calculator for that. I mean,
I'll get the
I'm
calculator.
Pretty good at math, but not that
I'm
going
to let y'all go ahead and work this one out.
Play the Daily Gambit.
The Daily Gambit is quickly going to be late here.
Yeah.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. If you were to bet...
It's about 20 bets a day.
Yeah. That is a ton. That is an absolute ton. You do not go from making random bets to making 19,000 in 3 years.
But he wasn't making random bets according to the... He was 3 years. This 3 year span.
I don't know why.
What
you're
about
such
before
an eBay,
that? I'm not. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Okay. I do that all the time.
You
so
do.
I can't be
you
mad.
Literally do.
I can't be mad. But Chris, you got to agree with me. 20 bets a day
doesn't.
Is really a
yeah,
lot.
That's absurd.
Absurd, of course.
But he also had the bankroll to do it at the time.
Okay. Let's go to.
Well, I think what Scraby's trying to say is that eBay probably made 10 bets and Shohei made 10.
I know what he's trying
to say.
I will maintain I don't think Shohei bet on baseball, but he definitely knew about
this. You know, with all of the conspiracies you have, this is one that we actually need to be real so that we can start tearing apart the Dodgers someday.
I told the guys in the break that even if we're not working in 20 years from now together, and this comes out that Shohei knew about it, I will find both of you and I will laugh in your faces.
He didn't know about it, dog. I know you want him to know about it. He didn't know.
I will laugh in your faces.
He didn't know.
All right. Last night we bet on Mizzou at Tennessee. 9.5-point favorite Tennessee was last night at home. And I said Mizzou. You guys said Tennessee. Tennessee won, but they only won by 4. So Mizzou covered. Colorado State at New Mexico. New Mexico, 8.5-point favorites. We all chose Colorado State. New Mexico won handily, 87-65 for 22
points. Yeah, we all went with the Rams.
Who scored more last night?
The Rams, baby!
The Rams! Wemby or Trae Young? Who scored more, guys? You guys said Wemby.
No, Trae Young.
See, or Tony said Wemby. Yeah, Chris and I said Trae Young. Trae Young had 32.
I'm not having a good day so far. Over 3.
Minnesota minus 11 against the Bulls. You guys went Minnesota. I went the Bulls. The Bulls let me down. They lost 127-108 to the T-Wolves.
49 for the Ant-Man.
Wow. Didn't SGA have a 50 piece last night?
50 burger.
Yeah. 50 burger? That's
what
they say on my phone.
He's getting those regularly now.
He's pretty good.
All right. USC women, minus 25.5 at Wisconsin. And Chris chose Wisconsin. Tony and I chose USC.
No, Chris chose Wisconsin. Wisconsin.
How did you spell it? incorrectly.
I guess I added.
Wisconsin.
I don't even know how that happened.
Wisconsin.
We have a new state.
Yes.
In the union.
It's a great state. USC, 25.5-point favorites. They won, but they only won by 22.
One
so
and
Tony
four.
And I lose that.
Way
one.
To go, Badgers.
Yeah. UCLA, 11.5-point favorite against Ohio State. You guys chose UCLA. I chose Ohio State. UCLA won, but they won by 13, 65-52.
They beat the spread. All right, I want to give the standings this week for sure. Scraby's 5-11. Tony's 6-10. But I'm carrying us at 11-5.
Whoa.
Good week for me so far.
Yeah.
All right, we'll do the picks in a minute because we're going to go way over here, and I don't want to do that. Still to come on the program, though, we've got 30 Mile Zone at the bottom of the hour. Big Five in the 4 o'clock hour, Super Bowl fantasy draft in the 5 o'clock hour. Don't forget the Scraby Chronicles. Follow the show today.
Yes.
How did you do yesterday?
Oh, it was fine. Because Frank and Sam are in, so we got it. Basically, the Jimmy Butler trade happened at like 5:30, and then the extension came at like 5:50. So I had perfect timing to rant about Jimmy Butler being bailed out because of his bad attitude.
You think that he should have just been blackballed from the game of basketball?
I would like to see something else happen, because if any of us did that in our careers, people would move on and be like, okay, fine, go.
That just goes to show you how valuable his talent is.
I don't know about that.
I think the proof is in the pudding. If we, either you and I did that, they would, as you said, they would move on.
I would stand.
Jimmy Butler does it, they're like, let's just try to trade
him. And that's what I don't like.
You know,
is that you can, and that's why I don't like the NBA, because you can cry your way off of a team.
It's called leverage. It's what they call it.
You can cry your way off of it.
It's something that you have very little of. What, over there?
Leverage?
Yes.
I have more leverage than you guys would think.
Maybe.
You do have control of the buttons. A lot. He's got the buttons that's over there.
I have also hacked both of your phones.
Oh, yeah. You can't do that. You have an Android, so. There's
that. Androids do it.
Mm-hmm.
More Gwen and Chris coming up after a check of traffic, hopefully.
Ooh.
No? Ooh. I thought we were going to have that discussion.
We did.
And how'd that go?
It's been good this week.
This
I think
one was
it's
a little slow.
Yeah, it was a little slow earlier, too. So we'll check it at the end of the break, everybody.
Boom.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
On the clock, Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Robert Half. 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. Robert Half is here to help. Our recruiting professionals utilize an award-winning AI to connect businesses with highly skilled talent. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today. We have some interesting story. An interesting story to get to, but first, we need to get to these Daily Gambit bets. So, Chris?
Yeah, let's get our picks in, and then I don't know, does anybody know out there how the Gatorade shower at the end of football games started? There's actually was a beginning to it. Explain shortly.
Was it really hot and they just did it?
Explain shortly, Scraby.
Okay. Like,
shortly, I said.
Marv
Levy?
I feel like Marv was involved in it.
Think Marv
somehow
was involved? It was a conspiracy, actually, by the NFL to promote Gatorade and get more money in the pockets of the commissioner.
It's great.
Look at it.
I mean, I don't. That's
not it.
I was going to say that's probably the truest thing we've said on the show today.
All right, let's get some picks. UC San Diego basketball team. Probably not getting enough attention here. They're having a really nice season. They're home to UC Riverside tonight. With the Aztecs off this week, if you're a college basketball fan, I would suggest you head on out to La Jolla. See the Tritons, man. They're having a great season, battling for the title in the Big West Conference, just a half game behind UC Irvine. Tritons are favored by 12 at home tonight over the Highlanders of UC Riverside, who are also having a good year. They're in third place. Scraby, first up today. Tritons, minus 12, Highlanders, the opponent.
I'll go with the Tritons.
Gotta go. We're building them up. I'm going to go with the Tritons. Tony?
Tritons.
All Tritons. Pacific is 3.5-point favorite over the woeful Toreros. Sorry to bring it up, Toreros, but you are
woeful.
Woeful. They're 1-10 in the conference.
Ooh.
They're 4-20 overall. They're 0-8 on the road. Yeah. They've lost 10 in a row.
Mm.
Other than that, I don't know what else I can say about the Torero basketball team. Other than that, they're only getting 3.5 points tonight against Pacific, because Pacific's 2-9.
I'll go first.
Is it in Stockton?
It is in Stockton, California.
I've always found it weird that Pacific University is in Stockton.
The only university in California that's not on the coast.
It's, yeah.
They
it's
call
like,
it Pacific. Yeah.
And it's landlocked.
Yeah, right.
About in that. Stockton.
Yeah. Landlocked. I'll take Pacific. I got to.
I too will.
I've taken USD too many times
Me
this
too.
Year.
Yeah.
Pacific.
All of us go mistake, against though. The Toreros. Sorry, Toreros. All right, we got a very good women's matchup tonight. UConn, 8.5-point favorite at Tennessee. You know, think about women's college basketball. These were the two programs that really kicked it all off.
Pat Summitt,
yes, for Tennessee, and then Geno came in for UConn.
Did you see that the proposed WNBA team in Nashville will be named the Summits?
Yeah.
And tribute to
I like that.
Pat Summitt?
I think that that's
apropos. If you roll your eyes again like that, I'm going to throw this
Why are you rolling your eyes? Pat Summitt is
legend.
Can I tell you something? The Aztecs women, when I, you know,
can't name a stadium at the University of Tennessee after you have to name a WNBA team?
Yes.
All right. Let me just say.
Impactful.
Let me give her a pat on the shoulder here. When the Aztecs played in the final, or the Sweet 16 many years ago, the women's team played Duke, but the other game was Tennessee and Baylor that year. Pat Summitt came into the Aztec locker room and congratulated the team before they played, gave them a little pep talk, a speech. The whole I thought it was a class move.
The other team?
No, Pat Summitt, we didn't even play them. She was in the other game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But she went out of her way to come in to the Aztec locker room after practice and, you know, congratulate the team and give them a little pep talk. I thought it was
awesome.
A class move by somebody that was really, you know, responsible for a lot of the success of women's basketball.
No doubt.
So I give her credit. Having said that, Tony, who do you like here? UConn -8.5 at Tennessee.
I still like UConn.
Still like UConn. Yeah, they're having another great year. Scrape.
The Pat Summitt conversation, comment I made really angered Adam on the chat.
Did it really?
Our Adam?
No, not our Adam. Because Jocelyn said, did Tony just threaten your life on air? And Adam said, because he's too young to know anything about Pat Summitt, he should because it was disrespectful.
Disrespectful.
So you know what I'm going to say?
What are you going to say?
I'm going to double down.
Of course you are.
Double down.
I didn't threaten your life. I just said I would throw this bottle at your head is what I said.
Well, you're a professional baseball player with a good arm.
It's plastic.
It could
though.
Kill me.
Plastic. It'd just go boom right off your head. It would look funny on YouTube.
And yes, I know who Pat Summitt was. I was the one who said Pat Summitt before Chris even named Pat Summitt.
Yeah, but you disrespected her when you rolled your eyes. Don't do that.
Because I don't think a WNBA team should be named
keep
the
it,
Summits.
Keep it to yourself.
Is it going
to
be National Summit? National you know Summits?
See, I think they should name them the Pat Summits.
I think so,
Not
too.
Even mention Nashville.
That makes more sense. I'm going to go with UConn.
After all of that? Well, even though Pat Summitt is no longer with us, may she rest in peace.
I didn't know that.
I'll take Tennessee in her stead. South Carolina.
What did you say, Tony? I'm sorry.
He Pat. Took UConn
okay.
also.
No, UConn.
Okay.
All right. We've got South Carolina, number two in the country, -30.5 at Georgia.
Oh.
Georgia's 1-8 in the conference. South Carolina, of course, is South Carolina. 30.5, Scraby. It's at Georgia, though.
It's at Georgia, though.
Now, I'm trying to give you a little love. Georgia does have the Aztecs' former point guard, Asia Avenger, is still on that team at Georgia.
I'm going to go with South Carolina.
South Carolina. Yeah, I don't know that Asia is going to be able to hold off the Gamecocks. South Carolina. Tony?
Yeah, I'll take South
All
Carolina
of us.
As well.
Lakers-Warriors, 222.5 points.
Now, is Luka playing tonight?
Yeah, what are any of these guys playing?
Luka's not playing.
AD's not playing yet.
AD's playing tonight.
Oh, he is?
AD's playing tonight. Luka's playing Saturday.
Mm, okay. All right.
He makes his debut Saturday.
The Warriors, Jimmy Butler, not going to play tonight, I wouldn't think.
I wouldn't think. But he might.
Yet.
He hasn't
not
been
that
playing.
He's been doing anything.
He hasn't been playing. He might have time to get there.
Yeah. 222.5 points. Sounds like an over to me.
Yeah, 111. Yeah.
Tony, over?
Over.
Scrape.
Over.
Oh, man, we're all agreeing tonight. All right, speaking of AD, his debut for Dallas is in Boston.
Oh.
Rematch of the NBA Finals. Boston by 11.5 here. I am going to go to Tony first.
I would love for Dallas to win this game, so I'm going to pick him.
Pick Dallas. Scrape.
Yeah, I want to see AD do well. I'll pick Dallas, too.
Darn it. I'm picking AD. I've been talking him up all week. You better back me up. All right, last one. Who gets more points tonight? Ant-Man versus the Rockets? Nikola Jokic versus Orlando? So points only.
Okay.
On this one, Scraby. Ant-Man or Jokic?
Ant-Man did score 49, you said, last night?
He did.
He's got the hot hand. I'll go with him.
Ant-Man. I'll go with Jokic because Ant-Man's not playing the Bulls again. Tony?
Jokic.
Jokic. All right, real quick, the Gatorade story.
Yes.
The real Gatorade story. You know what I don't like is when I call up a story and then I click the wrong button and I click off the story and now I don't have it. Here it is. It started in 1984, and the New York Football Giants were struggling early in the season under coach Bill Parcells. And Bill Parcells thought that nose tackle Jim Burt was not playing well. Wanted to make an example of him, had him after practice punch a wall while holding 20-pound dumbbells for 45 straight minutes.
Oh, my.
And he had the whole team there to watch it. And Jim Burt, the idea being, if you don't start working hard, you're all going to be doing this. Jim Burt was so upset about this that he issued a warning back to Parcells, his coach. Said if they win the game the upcoming Sunday against Washington, he was going to get the coach back. Well, the Giants won the game. After the game, Burt grabbed a Gatorade cooler on the sideline, dumped it on Parcells. The Giants continued to do that for the rest of the next 2 years until they won a Super Bowl. And the rest is history.
Thought you were going to say, and the next day, Bill Parcells cut him.
Right. Yeah, no, Jim Burt was really the guy who invented the Gatorade.
Interesting.
The Gatorade. And Jim Burt also once got, you might, if you're looking for something fun to watch, Tony, call up Joe Montana getting absolutely laid out on a football field.
Oh, yeah.
On a sack against the Giants.
Yeah.
That was Jim Burt
who got him. Oh, I do remember that.
I can see it in my head right now. Yeah. I think Joe Montana still feels it.
He must.
I'm sure he does.
He absolutely does.
I got to clean something up and change one of my bets. Anthony Davis is not playing tonight.
Oh, he's not going to play now.
He was doing some workouts before the game, and apparently they have now ruled him out.
All right.
It says it's now being reported that the Mavericks have moved Davis's first appearance to Saturday night at home.
So he's going to play the same day Luka plays.
So are we all going to change? Or what do we want?
I'm changing.
Dallas
doesn't have anything, right?
Well, they got something. I mean, they got Kyrie.
Wait a minute. I want to see. No, I don't have time. I'll stay with Dallas. Okay. But I'm going to look in the break. The odds changed. So okay. I can maybe get some more points.
I know that
the
odds.
That's true. I might have to go back.
We'll see if the odds change.
The odds for the Bucks did not change after they acquired Kyle Kuzma. You know how sometimes you acquire someone and the team goes. Just stayed the same.
That didn't move the needle.
No, not at all.
All right, we got 30 Mile Zone next. A couple of hours, we'll have the announcement of today's biggest fan. 5:30. Or shortly thereafter, we'll announce the biggest fan winner. If you would like to get in the running to win 20 tickets for you and your friends to go see a Padre game in the Odyssey Suite later this season, make sure you register. Still got time. Register your name at 973thefansd.com/biggest fan. Crisello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, the 19th ranked sports talk show in the country.
Believe it.
Yeah. Doesn't sound, I don't know, it doesn't sound as good as it did yesterday. I want to be the higher.
I will take 19 out of the many major market sports shows.
No, you're right.
Afternoon shows.
Now, we've done it 2 back-to-back years, guys, so we should be proud of ourselves. The consistency there.
I'll pat myself on the back.
What do we got here? Oh, 30 Mile Zone.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Do you remember the ending of the movie Silence of the Lambs? This has nothing to do with anything. What happened?
Clarice is...
No. What? Final scene.
Ooh, the final scene?
Anthony Hopkins has totally escaped.
Oh, yeah.
He's got
yeah.
the wig on.
The face?
No, he's got a wig, and he's walking around somewhere, and he jumps into a phone booth, which they used to have in those days, calls Clarice, and says...
Clarice,
I do wish we could chat longer... But I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Yes. But I'm having an old friend for dinner.
Yes. And then they show a shot of the jailer who he's going to have for dinner all tied up and freaked out. I don't know why I thought of that.
I don't know why either.
That is, can't imagine how that popped into my head. But
that was a great movie.
Yeah, it was. All right, let's. We got any traffic over here?
We do.
All right.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30 Mile Zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, before we get into the 30 Mile Zone, by the way, we're going to be talking about Kendrick Lamar and one of the songs that he is rumored to have be performing at the Super Bowl, but there was questions about it. We'll get into it.
I feel like if he doesn't sing it, everyone's going to be disappointed except for Drake.
That's very true.
He's singing it.
Yeah, he's definitely singing it.
And unfortunately, we have two sad stories dealing with substance abuse or substances. Marcus Jordan speaks out after his arrest. And
son of Michael.
Yes, the Gaudreau brothers. There's some news about them. The two
Gaudreau.
Hockey players.
Oh, the hockey player, Gaudreau.
Yes. But first, I just want to say happy birthday to my dad. It is his birthday. I believe he's 64 years young today.
The OG Scravy.
Yes. The reason I am the way I am is because of him. So you can either thank or hate him for it.
See, I don't like the way you put that because, you know, it puts your dad to bed light. I don't know that you should be blamed on your dad.
I also want to take a moment since you started the birthday wishes. I want to wish a happy 130th birthday to George Herman Babe Ruth. Today's his birthday as well.
130, man.
Your dad shared a birthday with Babe Ruth. It's cool.
How do I let Chris know?
What was it?
That the babe's no longer with us. So?
You can't celebrate birthdays, right?
I can celebrate.
It's his heavenly birthday.
The Bambino.
Celebrated my
okay,
dad's
if you said
birthday.
Heavenly birthday, that's different.
Yeah. Bambino would be 130 today if
I'm angry.
He just
a bunch
took.
Of people
if he
today.
Just took better care,
you deserve it.
The babe would be here if he just took better care of himself. Back in the day,
hey, the babe personified living in the moment.
He did. How old was he when he passed away?
50s, maybe? I have to look that up, but not as old as it would have, you know. You going to look it up?
Or
you
1895,
me 1948. Math again.
So 48.
53.
50. That's way too young.
Yeah.
That is way too young.
Living it up.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get into it. One more thing. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Okay, so let's start with Kendrick Lamar. Tony's ears perked up during this.
Now, it's not a topic we usually cover on this show.
No, but he's performing the Super Bowl halftime show on Sunday. And there's a song, Not Like Us, apparently, that is a song that Tony has updated me on, which is, it's making fun of Drake. It has some Drake lyrics in there. Drake doesn't
quite
like it.
Well, some of the lyrics make fun of Drake,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's not the whole song, no. Is it, Tony?
No, it's not the whole
song. It's not about him, but he does make fun of him in the song.
Indeed,
and Drake went to Australia, apparently, because he didn't want to deal with any of this.
He's there now, currently.
Well, no one really knows if he is going to perform that song during the Super Bowl halftime show, but he did come out on stage today for an interview down in New Orleans to that song.
Listen to this.
So he's going to do that.
I mean, he won 5 Grammys for the song.
They also played that song as he was coming up on stage, and he timed it so that we could hear the lyrics in question before he got up onto the stage.
He did. He miraculously like dropped a ring, and right as he was getting to the stage, so the timing was perfect. And for those who watch the Grammys, they typically, when you win an award, they play like the hook of the song.
Right, but not that
not
one.
They never play the lyrics, but for whatever
they played
reason.
The lyrics in
A minor?
Yes. right as he got to the stage.
The notified it's called a diss track.
Yes, that's right.
Anyway, so we all think he's going to play it.
He's going to play
Sunday.
It sounds like he's going to play it.
He's going to play.
He doesn't care.
No,
he does not care whatsoever. But yeah, so look for that.
It won't be the...
Is there?
It won't be the version that... It'll be. Remember, he only gets 13 minutes, so... It's likely that this song is going to
be the parts where you can make fun of Drake.
No, I bet you it won't be those parts.
Really?
Yes. You don't think he'll...
I don't think he'll use those parts of the song.
That Let me ask you a question. In the hip-hop world, are you either a Kendrick or a Drake fan, or is...
Good question.
Can you be both?
No, you could be both.
You could. Why are they so diabolically hate each other? Where's that born out of?
It's born out of one being more relatable from a hip-hop standpoint than the other.
Okay.
Is it fair to say that...
Drake is the aloof one that just...
I don't know if
in simplified terms, Drake is the rich guy, and then Kendrick came from nothing.
From Comp?
There you go.
Yeah, from Comp.
That's probably putting it in maybe the simplest.
Yes.
Form.
Okay.
But yeah, Drake is country club.
Because I don't really know either's music, but yes. I'm on Kendrick's side.
Now we got people on the chat saying
I don't know why, but
I think know why.
He's
because
going,
Drake's a little creepy.
He's gonna sing the song.
People on the chat, A minor all over the place.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's the whole building was saying it at the Grammys.
Yes, they were.
Before we get into what happened with Marcus Jordan and the hockey players, our guy Doug Gottlieb, he's not having a good go, guys.
Did we ever cover Doug measuring the rims?
Last week we tried to, but it's becoming like normal for this stuff to happen. He tried to measure rims.
To be fair, he turned out to be right. When he measured it. Just want to point it out.
It was low?
It was high.
It was high?
It was high.
Wow.
He actually was right. But the because of all of the other stuff, it gets reported as he's just being crazy. But he actually turned out to be right in terms of whether the rim was not regulation. They didn't actually clarify if it was too high or too low. But they said it wasn't regulation.
That is awesome. Well, at least he did it for a reason. Right. He wasn't just measuring rims to measure rims.
I want to stick up briefly for Doug Gottlieb.
Yeah, that's what I was trying to do.
Because his brother is one of our coaches on the women's staff. And I asked Greg the other day, I said, man, it's been a tough year for your brother. And his response was a fair one. Because the team's done really not well.
No,
I think they're
2-22
or something.
The part of the story is he's in the midst of a 19-game losing streak, and he's going to the Super Bowl instead of coach.
All right. Well, I don't know about that, but I do know Greg said that their top scorer, who was one of the top scorers in the entire country, was lost for the season with an injury after the third or fourth game. So that has contributed to the struggles Doug has had coaching.
No, I
point. But a lot of people do want to say that he shouldn't be doing both.
Right.
That for some reason, that's being a talk show, and that's something people can't get over.
They're like hanging on to that.
Right.
I brought up the fact that he was actually measuring. It was worth his work because in the, I think it might have been a Bleacher Report article, I can't remember. The way it was being portrayed was like he was just being out there.
Yeah, he was
trying to create some type of fodder for his radio show.
Yes, yes.
When that wasn't the case, it actually turned out to be he was right.
He was right.
It wasn't regulation.
See, this is where media is bad. We're not getting the full story on things.
Wait, I have one more thing on Kendrick Lamar now.
Okay,
Too Short has come out and asked that Kendrick not perform the song.
Too Short?
I don't know who that is. I'm just reading what I'm reading.
That's interesting that Too Short is asking him not to
perform. Too Short says, no, don't play it. So we'll see where
that's
it goes.
Why I think it won't be the part of the song where it can get a little tricky.
Well, I don't think he's going to be singing tricky parts.
No, I don't think he is either.
During the Super Bowl
13 minutes.
Show.
He got a long catalog, too.
Yes, he's got a lot. He's got a lot. But this Doug Gottlieb thing, Chris is basically right. They're in a 19-game losing streak right now, and so he's down at the Super Bowl for his radio show, and many Green Bay fans are very angry about him being coach, which at a certain point, they're mad at the athletic director for letting this happen. And at a certain point, I kind of get it, because it's either you focus on your coaching or you focus on your radio show, right?
I don't know.
It's a problem because they're not winning.
That's the real issue.
But if they were winning, no one would care.
They wouldn't say a word. They wouldn't say a word.
It's true. The radio show is just such a demanding. It demand like we are demanded to be here 2 to 6.
Yeah, but
you can't.
I would say it's the other way around. Coaching is extremely demanding, and can you pull off two jobs that are, you know, pretty demanding like this and
it's
be
hard.
Successful at both?
It's very hard.
I would
very
say
difficult.
So.
But there you go with that. All right, let's get into some not-so-fun stories. But Marcus Jordan, the son of Michael Jordan, was arrested in Florida for a DUI, and he has finally spoken out about it. He said on Instagram, "I appreciate everyone reaching out. I'm focusing on Trophy Room Store right now," which is his business, "and won't be making any comments on recent media stories in my personal life. I sincerely appreciate your concerns, and thank you for your kind understanding." Now, he was arrested after the police found him and his Lamborghini SUV stuck on the train tracks. He tried to get officers to help him move the car, but they were more concerned that he was showing signs that he was drunk. And at one point during the interaction...
No! He didn't do it!
He dropped his dad's name. He said, "My dad's Michael Jordan," or something along those lines, but he did drop the name.
A lot of people could say their dad is Michael Jordan. There's a lot of Michael Jordans out there.
That is true.
Not just the Michael Jordan.
Okay, real quick, funny story. When I was working in a different business, we went to Chicago, and we had a reservation, but the guy's name we were with was Michael Jordan.
There you go.
And the restaurant put us in the VIP room thinking it was... And so when we walked in,
sure,
Michael Jordan, and they're like, oh.
Dang. We already gave you this nice back room over here.
Yeah, we can't take it back now. But so they put him in the squad car. They found a bag of cocaine as well. So this is not good for him.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Yeah, well, not really, but this is not good for him. Not a good, yeah,
not a good look.
Which is Marcus the like the
one.
Oldest?
This is the second one in life.
I did not see anything about that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this happened. Unless this is
this week.
Yeah, no, this happened like maybe a couple months ago.
That's bad.
Yeah.
That's bad. All right, let's go to another sad story. But the hockey players who were striking...
Can I just suggest vetoing the story?
Vetoing this story?
Yeah. Because we just talked about it in the back. Is this news that we all need to know?
I think it's public knowledge.
Has been killed. And now we're all making him look bad.
I don't think we're making them look bad.
All right.
Because they weren't the ones that took the life.
We're going to let you out be on this island right here.
All right. I don't think this is a bad thing. But now Chris has me nervous.
Go ahead.
Court documents are saying that these guys were struck by a drunk driver and they were killed. And
which
the drunk driver's name is Sean Higgins. And this happened in August of last year.
And this was a hockey player
right
named Johnny Gaudreau.
One of them was about to get married.
Johnny Gaudreau and his brother,
Matthew.
Gaudreau was a star. Young hockey player in the NHL.
I think one of their wives just gave birth to a child.
They were there attending their sister's wedding. I believe
yes.
is what it was.
It's a very sad story.
Yes, but now make them look bad. Go ahead.
I'm not trying to make them look bad.
Well, you're reading the story.
Well,
and
it
that's
should be
make
noted that the drunk driver's attorneys are not arguing that what was found played a role in
Go
his
ahead,
accident.
Get to it. Stop beating.
They found that their blood alcohol level was higher than the drunk drivers. They were at 0.129 and 0.134, while the driver was at 0.087. Now, they were riding their bikes and everything. Again, I don't think this is a bad thing. They were not the ones breaking a law by drinking and driving.
They were breaking a law by bike riding and driving.
They were, but that's besides the point.
I don't understand. Do they have to take their blood alcohol once they've died? Do we need to know what they're...
I think they do as kind of a standard part of the
investigation. They take your blood to see what's in it.
But to your point, if the defense is not even using this as part of their defense, why does it need to become public knowledge? I get that it is public knowledge. It's kind of how it works. But you see this happen quite often where, you know, somehow the person that had the wrongdoing done to them... somehow their stuff leaks out in terms of what they may or may not have been doing.
I think rest in peace is where this should have gone.
Yeah,
I'm not going to blame you, Scrib. You're reading a story that's out there. I just don't know that the story needs to be out there. What do we get for it? I mean, these guys.
We learn a little bit more. As a guy who had a drinking problem, I feel for everyone involved, and I feel for the guy who hit them and killed them. If they were, I'm not saying they did this, and I'm not saying they deserve to die before people jump all over me.
They're gonna jump on you.
I know. But what if their drinking caused them to swerve into the road while they were biking, and maybe the drunk driver didn't see him and hit him? Again, it doesn't matter because the drunk driver is not using
this. That is something we don't know. What we do know is that two men were killed by a drunk driver, regardless of whether they had been drinking or not. And I think that's the point Chris is saying. Us knowing that they had been drinking really doesn't change the story or the facts as we know.
I could get behind that. I think because I'm a guy who's been embarrassed by my drinking before, maybe I feel a little bit different. Like,
that's possible.
Again, I'm not saying that they deserve to die. They were doing things better than the drunk driver was. They were riding their bike. If we were going to go into I don't think you should be able to release Marcus Jordan's body cam footage. Like, that's also a guy in a private moment, you know? All right, I don't know where to go from this.
Well, we told you we were going to leave you out on an island, so that's
eBay,
where you are.
Let's go back to eBay for everybody who didn't hear.
Right there. Go back to eBay.
eBay was sentenced to 57 months in prison today, and he was convicted of stealing nearly $17 million from Shohei Ohtani. He is going to be ordered to pay that money back. Apparently, he's going to get 3 years of supervised release as well.
I just don't know how he's going to pay any of the money back.
I don't know
either. He's going to borrow.
A lot of license plates he's going to have to stamp.
Yeah, unless he borrows it. Stamped license plates. Oh, my God. Did you hear Joe Burrow, guy who robbed him, got arrested?
We talked about it yesterday.
Okay.
And these kids are young.
They're not that young.
I don't know how they got into Joe Burrow's house and Travis Kelce's house. They look like they're very amateur thieveries.
Clearly not thieves. Amateur. They got in there, bad boys. Unless they're not protecting their spots, which I doubt.
They did.
Chris vs. the Fans, 833-288-0973. Trivia, Las Vegas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.